Hachette Audio presents Woke Inc. Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam. Written and read by Vivek Ramaswamy. To my son Karthik and to his generation. Introduction. The Woke Industrial Complex. My name is Vivek Ramaswamy, and I am a traitor to my class. I'm going to make some controversial claims in this book, so it's important you know a bit about me first. My parents immigrated from India 40 years ago to Southwest Ohio, where I was born. They weren't rich. I went to a racially diverse public school with kids who came from difficult backgrounds. After I got roughed up in eighth grade by another kid, my parents sent me to a Jesuit high school where I was the only Hindu student and graduated as valedictorian in 2003. I then went to Harvard to study molecular biology and finished near the top of my class. Rather than becoming an academic scientist, I joined a large hedge fund in 2007 and started investing in biotech. A few years later, I became the youngest partner at the firm. In 2010, I had an itch to study law, so I went to Yale while keeping my job at the fund. After law school, I started a biotech company called Roivant Sciences. My goal was to challenge Big Pharma's bureaucracy with a new business model, which proved to be easier said than done. I started by developing a drug for Alzheimer's disease that resulted in the largest biotech IPO in history at the time. Though a few years later, that drug failed spectacularly. Failure hurt, and I was chastened by it. Thankfully, the company went on to develop important drugs for other diseases that helped patients in the end. I've also co-founded a few tech companies along the way, one that I sold in 2009, and another of which is fast-growing today, and now I'm philanthropically active in a number of nonprofit ventures. I know how the elite business world works, and elite academia and philanthropy too, because I've seen it firsthand. I used to think that corporate bureaucracy was bad because it's inefficient. That's true, but it's not the biggest problem. Rather, there is a new invisible force at work in the highest ranks of corporate America, one far more nefarious. It is the defining scam of our time, one that robs you of not only your money, but your voice and your identity. The con works like a magic trick, summed up well by Michael Caine's character in the opening monologue of Christopher Nolan's movie The Prestige.
Every great sample complete. Ready to continue?